In summary, what we're seeing are changes in the lipid, the amino acid, and the energy cycles of pathways of cells. That is, we're altering the fundamental energy that allows us to stay alive. We go from, or she is able to go from, a very complex chart of how everything is interconnected to what are some of the important factors that are really acting and changing. And she has a computer routine and algorithm that she uses to get through those some of this stuff. And finally, we wind up with a map of the characteristic molecules that are key. These are fatty acids here, or fatty acids and specific ones here. This is lactate. This is pyruvate. This is glucose. And the circles here represent the original concentration, and then here's a blown up, an increased concentration with time. Here's a decreased concentration in time. And so we can begin to get at the mechanisms and how things are changing, and most importantly, what genes are being turned on and off. And so it looks like all these different stressors are turning on and off different genes, and we can get right back, right down to the genetic genome level, which is very exciting.